I have tons of resources in my daily toolbox of self-care, but the ones I absolutely cannot go without are my supplements from Symbiotica. Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies in the world, and it's so refreshing to see a health and wellness brand only use clean premium ingredients in its formulas. No seed oils, no fillers, no additives, no natural flavors, and no artificial ingredients. Since taking their products, I have noticed I have so much more energy. Even though I haven't been sleeping that well because my baby doesn't sleep so good, I still feel refreshed when I wake up in the morning. And I think it's because I take the Symbiotica sleep formula every day. And not only this, the Symbiotica supplements are the best taking supplements I have ever had. The Symbiotica sleep formula actually tastes so good. It has a cacao flavor, which makes me really excited to take it every evening. This year is your year. Are you ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use the code DAILY for 15% off plus free shipping on your subscription order. Welcome back to Yoga Girl Daily and happy Tuesday, my loves. I hope you're having a good day and I hope you feel happy today. I hope you've had some experience today so far that really put a smile on your face. As you may be able to guess, our theme for today's practice is all about joy. So it's Tune In Tuesday. We're going to contemplate something, journal on it, and then talk about it with our loved ones. And I want to just get to a really clear point of figuring out what has been bringing us a lot of joy lately. This is something that it just seems really simple, or it sounds really simple just to think of something that's made you happy. But I think for a lot of us, we tend to spend more time focusing on the things that aren't really working so well in our lives. Especially if you're dealing with a problem or an issue, the mind can get totally stuck on the thing that is bringing us a lot of frustration. And we spend minutes and hours and days and weeks trying to figure that thing out so that we don't have to feel frustrated anymore. And of course, where our attention goes, our energy flows. So we tend to magnify these things that bring us frustration or sadness or pain. And for our practice today, I want to just take our mind the opposite way and help bring some attention to what has been truly bringing us some unexpected joy lately. What has been something really beautiful that you encountered over the past couple of days, or something reoccurring that's just been putting a big smile on your face lately? What is something that has made you happy? And I mean, really happy. It doesn't have to be this life-changing epiphany you've had about life or something earth-shattering that really changed your life altogether. Can be something mundane, something in your day-to-day, something unexpected, something small, something major, something that when you just think about that experience or that moment or that encounter, you smile just from remembering that that came your way.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm smiling just talking about it because talking about things that bring me joy actually makes me kind of happy. Isn't it funny how simple it is? The more we talk about and think about and contemplate our joy, the more joyful we are going to feel. And I think the more we tap into that energy of joy, the easier it's going to be for the universe to put joyful experiences in our path again and again. So really bring your attention and your awareness to that beautiful thing, that beautiful experience that really made you so, so happy. For me, I could actually mention a couple of things. I've been having some good and happy days lately. But when I just think of something that puts a smile on my face, I can't not mention my four-year-old. She literally makes me laugh out loud so many times every single day. Just the words that come out of her mouth. Something that really made me so, so happy the other day was we were watching Home Alone. She got to watch Home Alone for the first time. And she was laughing so hard at every single scene where the burglars get injured. Everybody knows this movie, right? You know, at the end where the thieves, the bad guys, where they go through that little like obstacle course thing that he's made of pain. And she was laughing so hard at every single thing. It was like this laughter she couldn't contain herself. She thought it was the funniest thing she'd ever seen in her entire life. And just watching her and listening to her laugh, that core heartfelt, like from the bottom of her belly kind of bubbling laughter, just remembering that is really making me smile right now. It was such a joyful, joyful moment sharing that on the couch with her just the other day. So I'm really grateful that I have her in my life, and I feel so much joy remembering those moments where she sparks joy in me. So what is something that has made you really happy lately? Let's spend a lot of time there in our thoughts right now, contemplating that. Let's spend a lot of time there with our energy, just feeling into that feeling of experiencing that. Let's spend some time journaling on this. I'm going to give you a prompt in just a second. And let's make an effort this week, and especially today, to talk more about the things that bring us joy, to talk more about our blessings, talk more about our happiness than we do talking about our frustrations and sadnesses. It's important to talk about all those things, of course, but I think this week we need a little more lightness. So we're following our joy, and right now we're doing that by talking about and writing about our joy. Our prompt for today is simple. Something that has made me really happy lately is. Something that has made me really happy lately is. Give yourself at least 10, 15 minutes to journal and write about that and see where it takes you. Have a happy rest of this day, and your girl Daily will be back tomorrow.